Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Future CEOs. What a great conversation with Neville from the Dale Carnegie Training Organization here in South Africa. What did you think?
What a great personality, dynamic, and he's able to kind of interact and engage with somebody on every single level. And that's what I really appreciate. And hopefully those are the kind of skills that future CEOs have got to learn to be able to upskill their business, Gareth.
And if you are struggling with those kinds of abilities or skills, listen to the previous podcast. It's a half hour conversation jam-packed with one heck of a lot of good stuff. Thank you, Neville.
Speaking of the good stuff.
Well, yes. Well, are you talking about future CEOs?
Not that show. Sorry, Brent.
It's a great show. I don't know when it is, but it's a great show. But today, it's Thursday afternoon. It's half past. We're talking startup of the week specifically. Who do we have here in studio with us, Luby?
Woodland Spa. Do you remember when we went there, Gareth?
How can I forget?
That was just one of the best. How many hours were we there for?
I don't remember because I think I may have zoned out and gone into another... Let's call it realm. I know if Marge was
dimension.
There, yeah, Marge, who did a breath work exercise with us there, she would say, yeah, Gareth went off on some other little tangent. But yeah, Woodland Spa, It was a fantastic experience. And really, I mean, we have to thank Top Model South Africa because we were hosting the Top Model South Africa, the finale
yes.
2015, 2016, I don't even...
Correct, 2015, yeah.
All the stuff mixes into one. And then part of that to help us relax and unwind was to go to Woodland Spa. Tanya, you're the founder of Woodland Spa. Just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about you, and then please introduce your general manager here.
Yes. Okay, my name is Tanya Pfeiffer. I'm not the founder. I'm currently the current owner of the spa.
Okay.
I've taken ownership of the spa. Next month will be a year. So it's quite a new business. Basically, the founder of the spa, Marisa, she built the spa. It's her property.
Okay.
She ran the spa she's an entrepreneur. She ran the spa for 8 years. And then she embarked on a corporate career. So she got a corporate entity to come in and run the spa for, signed a lease with them. And a year and a half in, they terminated their lease.
Okay.
And that's just when I met her just a few months before, and our sons are best friends at school. So that's how I got into the picture. And well, here we are.
Tell us a little bit about what the spa is for those people who haven't had the privilege.
And they're thinking spa, you go and you walk down aisles and buy things.
No.
We're not talking about
Tell
that.
Us about Woodland Spa. Paint us a picture.
Okay, basically, Woodland Spa, it's a holistic retreat centre. So you come there when you're stressed and you're burnt out and you just need like to let go of your stresses, because our motto is let go, relax and heal. So it's not your normal day spa where you come in for a massage and a pedicure. You come in and you're surrounded by nature. Our treatment rooms are glassed, enclosed. You have the river, you have the sound of the trees and the birds. And you just come there and you just relax, and we teach you different methods of how to cope with stress. And
Yes. Anil, please introduce yourself to future CEOs and tell us about your involvement with Woodland Spa.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anil van Gerwe. I'm the manager at Woodland Spa, working very close with one of my best friends. I've been in the beauty industry for almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sure. And being a therapist myself, just got to a point where I could apply my skills and everything that I learned in a different way, and not only not doing therapy myself anymore, but more in managing and the overall well-being of the spa. That's where I come in. And yeah, that's me.
Tanya, tell us your journey. How did, as a child, were you always interested in this kind of work or this kind of environment? Tell us how you got into it.
Okay. Well, as a child, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I grew up in a very privileged home. My parents sacrificed a lot so that they could give us every opportunity. my dad always said to me, don't follow the herd. Don't be a sheep. Follow your own hopes and dreams. Find out what you want to do, you know, for yourself. You don't have to, you don't have to go to university if you don't want to. So basically when I finished matric, I had no idea what I was going to do. I knew that I needed to work with people. I knew that I wanted to help people. At that stage, I was very interested in working with children. So my dad came home one day with this leaflet of a beauty school, and he said to me, he thinks I should apply. That's something I would be interested in. So from the moment I went to college, I knew I want to help people. I want to guide them. So after I studied, I then went to America for a year, and I au paired because there my passion for children came in.
Correct.
And then when I came back, I thought, I should probably start working in the field that I studied. Mm. So I worked for a lady in Four Ways from her house. She had a home salon. I managed this salon. I did all the treatments. It was only me alone. And I worked for her for about a year and a half. And then I said, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah, wonderful. Why should I be doing this all by myself for someone else?
And that's the question to answer all the time.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's where it all started. And I said to my dad, Dad, I want to do this on my own. And he set me up, and I started my own salon from home, and that suited me because I wanted to have babies. I wanted to be at home. I didn't want to have this corporate career. And I think entrepreneurs, you have to look for something that you're passionate about, and you have to find the right market. And that's what I did, and I started a salon from my house in Featherbrook Estate. And I did that for 11 years.
Sure.
And then this opportunity came along, and I thought, why not?
Let's do it. Let's take hold of it. Yes. What I really appreciate about what you did is you went out and you actually deliberately engaged some of the things that or areas that you thought you liked, and you could figure out whether it was a good fit for you. I wonder how many of us don't do that. You know, we get stuck in some kind of daily grind, or perhaps pressure from parents, perhaps we're not part of a more privileged kind of background, and we have to go to school. There is this expectation, you will become a doctor, you will become a teacher, and we never get that opportunity. And let's pull you into the conversation here. So you're part of this journey that Tanya is on. You were pulled in. Why were you pulled in to manage when it sounds like maybe you didn't have that history?
Well, basically, when Tanya got the opportunity to take over the spa, she phoned me and she's like, what are you doing at the moment?
Okay. And I was like, are you working?
Well, I'm trying to work. And she just said, well, this is what we're going to be doing, and I need you because I know you've been in this industry and you know what I don't know and I know what you don't know. And
great,
I just think the two of us can take this and we can make something out of it. And that's where it started. And I've been there since day one, and I'm still here, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Well done.
And I need her. Every day, sometimes, you know, friends work together. Always people say don't involve friends in business. And I think with Anil, I mean, we have bad days and we have good days. And on bad days, she's like, oh, she feels like I don't need her anymore. Now I can do all this on my own. And I said to her, no, Anil, you have no idea. If you leave, this place will fall apart. I need you. So I think that's also good for your employees to know that they each have a special part in the business and they all help. It's all teamwork.
You know what? Having a getaway, especially after the stress and pressures and anxieties and stuff that's happening in the city, are people affording being able to go to holistic spas? I mean, how is business in the economic kind of crisis that we're going through? Especially in that space that you're in.
I was just saying to Anil before the show, I said, I'm sure they're going to ask us about the economic crisis and we're not making money. But I don't know how we're doing it. January was a record month.
Wow. Nice. Unheard of.
Yes. Unheard of. Our suppliers came to us and they were like, they don't know how we are doing it. The other spas are complaining that the business is down and we are just getting it right. People are running through our doors. Our website gets 500 hits a day. And it's just working, but I think it's because of the whole holistic. It's something different. It's something niche. It's something that some people want to know about. It's something people want to experience.
So, and now in many businesses, culture really, and it's a word that's bandied about a lot, and sometimes we misunderstand it, but culture can be sensed by clients. When you guys walk into, or when certainly when we walked into the spa, there was a good feeling there. How are you doing that?
I think it starts with the moment you answer an email.
Okay.
The moment I get an inquiry, or any of us at front desk get an inquiry, your relationship with your customer starts there. So I try to keep it as personal and as possible. And the moment you walk in the door, I greet you by name. I know who you are and I'm expecting you. And I think that's important in any business, that the moment you walk in there, you know that you feel you belong there, mm-hmm. and you feel comfortable going in there. You know where to go, you know what to do. And that, I think that's where that starts. And then taking it through, all the way through the kitchen, through the, when you're eating in the restaurant, when you're in your treatment room, the whole journey starts when you walk into that, in that door. So, and that's where I think our staff can, we pull it off quite well, because we work together as a team. Everybody, there's no such thing as, this is only my job, I'm only here to answer the phone. The moment somebody walks in there, I run around doing, I even clear plates if I have to.
Yeah, good.
We do that. We work together as a team, and I think that is why we work.
So I'm going to raise a point here, and it's not because I'm the only man in the room, but it is because I'm the only man in the room.
Gareth Armstrong. Right?
So, yeah. So in this financial crisis that happened a few years ago, you know, America, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened. Iceland was one of the most affected companies. Let's call it what it is, a country. One of the most affected countries as a result of what happened there, and that was because of the banking issues that were going on. What's very interesting is the bank that didn't go under, the bank that continued to make money in spite of all of that, started and run by women. So, and by the way, all the other banks went down, right? They all had to get bailed out. Let's just talk about that for a moment. We walked into your business. I didn't see any men. Did you see any men? I don't remember.
Not that I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. But what do women bring to a business that a man just cannot bring?
I don't know if it's something that a woman can bring that a man doesn't. I think it's a woman, you feel more connected.
Okay. So you can get that Mother Earth kind of.
I feel more connected to the clients. I can give them a more personalized approach. If I can put it that way. But also, do you mean men that's working for us, or men coming to the spa? Because our guests are mainly women. But, I mean, the men are also coming. They are. Every month, there's more and more men that come. I don't know if their wives drag them there.
Well, I wouldn't be dragged there, never again. Maybe the first time, but no.
Yeah, so that's like my husband. He's never liked this sort of thing. Yeah. He doesn't like people touching him. He's never been for a massage. And last week, he came for a massage, and we basically had to bribe him. And now he's hooked. He says it was wonderful. So I just think men have the stigma that if I go to a spa, I'm going to not seem manly. But once they've been, they come back.
Tell us, Anel, the three pillars of leadership. I mean, as a general manager, obviously there are people that you have to manage. So tell us what makes you successful in your business and at Woodland Spa.
I think your relationship with your staff is very important. And for them to understand that, although I am your manager, I'm your colleague. And that is what we at Woodlands, I think also that's why we work so well together, because Tanya she's the owner and the boss, and we all report to her, but at the end of the day, she's also there.
Well, what's so interesting about, as you're speaking there, you're saying the boss, and there's the inverted commas, the fingers going, which tells us about your relationship.
She's there, and she'll be in the kitchen, and she'll be answering the phone, and she'll be making bookings, and I'll be doing something else, and I will drag in a therapist, and she will be answering the phone and
doing that. We saw that.
So there, although we do have your levels of management, as a team, we're all on the same level. And that works for us.
So that's point number one, I guess. So are we asking, is this an open-ended question so anyone can answer? What's the second pillar?
I think of leadership is that you need to obviously set an example. Mm. And you need to show your staff. If they do well, you have to give your staff you have to give them extra.
Incentivize.
And, if the cleaning lady is sick or the person that's washing the dishes is sick, I do it. So they see in me, like, I'm not scared to do whatever needs to be done.
Whatever else is doing.
Mm. I'm not going to say, I'm the boss. I'm not washing dishes. You will do it. I'll do it. Whatever needs to be done, we'll do it.
A great leader. Mm,
and I think that's what makes entrepreneurs different. Where with corporates, that's your job. And if someone asks you to do something else, you're like, well, that's not my job. Mm. Where with entrepreneurs, you're hands-on, you're involved, you're in there. If I need to clean dishes and wash toilets in between or give a client toilet paper or anything, I mean, you just do it.
Love that. Number three, I know. Three, Tanya, another and one more pillar of leadership.
By the way, and I was going, no, don't ask me.
I tell you, we should have video cameras in here.
Yeah, okay, maybe let me get my notes because I haven't looked at them.
It's okay, Lala.
Well, leadership, I think, is also regularly my staff say to me, because some of them have been there before I took over, and they say to me, Tanya, it's never been this busy. We don't know what you are doing, but we know that you're a good person. And this business is flourishing because you are a good person. And you listen to us and you give us credit where credit is due. And you don't, they always say it takes a good person to make a business do well. And I think that's just one of the other things.
I like that. I like this return to goodness, especially in the space that you guys are in. Let's just, I'd like to ask one other question, if I may.
A couple more.
Well, yeah, of course. As many as we can. cram in. Time again is moving. What is, let me ask it this way. You don't own the business. So you say entrepreneurs are like this, but you don't own the business. So why are you so connected to it?
It's not that I own the business, the PTY, the business.
Okay.
It's not that I own the land and the buildings.
Okay, I see.
So the business, Woodland Spa PTY LTD, is mine. So, in every aspect, it is my business. Mm. The staff work for me. Every client that walks through the door is my client, just as well as it's the business client. At the end of the day, we just pay rent for the premises. And yes, Woodland Spa is the premises. I mean, I wouldn't have this if it wasn't for the buildings and the nature and where it is situated. So basically, it is my baby. Mm. I've given up a lot to do it. I mean, I don't see my children that often. I don't see my husband that often. So, and entrepreneurial, along the line, open another a franchise, Woodland Spa, maybe in Hawaii or,
Let's do that. And if you wouldn't mind giving
first
us...
First guests. And it's a podcast. We can hear this on the podcast.
Yeah, it's a contract if it's verbal as well.
Yeah.
So can I ask the same question into you, Anil? So you're involved, you're doing all sorts of different things. Why are you so connected? And now we know that you do own the business, Tanya. Anil, you don't. So why are you so connected?
It's my passion. It's what I've been doing for a very long time. I love working with clients. And it's an industry that I love. And being on this journey with Tanya, both of us are mothers. You've got your family, you've got your job, and that balance is very important to both of us. And that's how we work very well together, because we have that balance. I know that I can go to Tanya anytime and I can say, listen, I need to be at my child's netball game today. And she knows it's important to me. So, and she will say to me, listen, my kid's got swimming this afternoon. You need to be here. And that's how we work together. And it's, I told Tanya from the beginning that although this is not my business, I'm not a partner, but I treat it as my own.
Mm. Wow.
That's important to me. And it's difficult working so closely with a friend because there's always that line where you're like, are we talking business now or are we talking friends-wise now? Sure. And you have to be very careful to not overstep when it comes to friendship and business. But yeah, we've been doing it and I think we've got a journey that's lying ahead of us.
Exciting times though, ahead. Tanya, tell the future CEOs a time within Woodlands where there was a bit of failure and lack of confidence on your part. And what did you learn from that?
Well, when I took over, I basically had 2 weeks to pull it together. I had two therapists and I had 20 towels and 20 gowns. And we just had to all jump in and do it. And we were washing linen. We were doing treatments ourselves. We were answering phones. I think in that first month, I thought, what the hell did I get myself into here? This is much bigger than what I expected it would be. Because, I mean, I had no idea about managing staff, about running a big business. And my dad always said, fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
And I'm still faking it, by the way. That's why I think the relationship with Anil, where she also treats it as her baby. She's not just my employee. She's not just, yes, she gets the salary at the end of the month, but she feels that, you know, she can take as much off time as she wants because we're friends. We're in this together. It's not that she has working hours and she gets a set salary. It's all about balance. And I think I don't think I was so stressed about it that it was going to be a failure. I just think that I brought the energy of Woodlands back to the way it was before. And you have to be hands-on and you have to be personal and you have to create an environment where everyone feels that they could treat this as their own business.
That's a nice statement. I like that statement a lot. In fact, what I really like about it is that you, Tanya, you had a certain kind of journey where you explored what you were interested in doing. It seemed then to come together when you had the opportunity to start Woodland Spa.
Yeah.
But you were working for a year and a half in someone else's business and you connected with it. And now you've been in this industry for, you said, 20 years. It's what you love to do. And Tanya has created an environment where you thrive.
Absolutely.
Why? Because you love to do it. You know you love to do it. But maybe you don't like to start your own business. So you're doing it together. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
What habits do you attribute Woodland's success to, both of you?
The success. We create an environment where you walk through the door and you come for treatment. And it's not just going through the motions of having a massage. When one of our therapists massages you, you feel like it's the last massage she'll ever do.
Love it.
It did feel like that. It was great.
They connect with the clients. Yes. The training we do with them is so extensive. Because I always say to them, don't think of a massage as just rubbing someone or just, you know, doing from A to Z. You have to connect with your client. You have to feel her energy. You have to know where her stresses are. Connect with her one-on-one and make love to your client, not in a sexual way. I mean, because a massage is a personal thing. It's not...
Very intimate.
Very intimate.
Yeah, very intimate.
And, I mean, that's what Woodlands is all about. So it's bespoke. It's individual. It's personalized. You're going to walk out of there and you're going to feel, geez, like I was the only person there today and they only focused on me.
Tanya and Anil, thank you for being here in studio with us.
Take
we unfortunately
us
have run out
Take
of time.
Us back.
You don't look at me. You're asking the wrong person. Oh, but it was a phenomenal experience, and we wish you all the best. And we look forward to having you back on the show in a year or so time, seeing where you are, how things are going. So we will see you then.
All the best for your future, ladies. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thanks.
10 seconds. You always end something with something inspirational.
Well, what a great show we had. How to have lasting impressions, and really how to create a personalized brand for yourself. And I think I can kickstart the rest of my week with great skills and tools and how to upscale any business that I start.
All right, that's Future CEOs this week. We'll see you same time, same place next week, 2 p.m. live. If you don't catch it live, download the podcasts. We'll see you then.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.